This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, Eric Paddock, Stephen Paddock, the supposed shooter, or the decoy's brother, has changed the story 180, just complete 180, from north to south, from east to west, upside down world. He just said, oh, no guns, never involved anything, you know, just a normal person, blah, 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 forget his intelligence agency, cut out and all the rest of it, millions of dollars and Islamic, you know, girlfriends that have two husbands and world travelers. And these people look either like some type of crooks or intelligence agency people. And now the brother has totally 180'd this. Okay, and I'm not saying they look like that. The MO looks like that. And, oh, yes, he did it 100%. He did it. Here is the bizarre back-to-back video.
I mean, my brother did this. This is like it was done, you know, like he shot us. I mean, if he'd have killed my kids, I couldn't be more...
This guy's the worst actor.
I mean, it doesn't...
So laughing.
There's nothing. Of course, Steve did this all by himself. This is 100% Steve did this by himself. People can't seem to cope with that either. But Steve was a highly intelligent, highly successful person. He could have done anything he wanted to do. And he did. He made himself wealthy. He made us wealthy. He was a very successful person. He gambled for 20-plus years successfully. It's like a job to him. He did it mathematically. He did it because it was a way to have a fun life and he didn't go poor doing it.
So he didn't ever do any of it. Now he did it all. This guy is central casting, the squirreliest person I've ever seen. The dad was a psychopath, according to the FBI, bank robber that tried to run FBI agents over. I mean, these guys, this whole family is like demonic Muppets or something from what I've seen. Laura Limmer, what do you think is going on here?
Alex, you just missed a really big part of this interview with the brother. As he was talking, it sounded like he had an earpiece in his ear, and he said Steve was in arms, and it sounded like he was about to say arms dealer or something, and then they cut him off, and then he realizes his mistake, and then he says he's sorry. So you should definitely go back and play that footage, because that is very suspicious, given the fact that he had all of these weapons and other properties.
Well, that's where, funny you say that, that's where Millie's going, is this was an arms deal gone bad with jihadis, that they set him up, and that they then did the shooting, and then that's what happened.
But listen to that audio that you just played again, because I was listening and I think you just missed one of the parts where it almost looks like he has something in his ear and he says Steve was in arms and then he realizes his mistake. And of course, I'm looking
at that in the clip I just played or a clip you have.
It's a clip. It's the same interview that you showed, but I don't think you isolated the correct part.
Okay, I was just showing him saying my brother didn't do anything. My brother did everything. I was just showing the contradiction. But yeah, send them the clip or the part of the clip. How long is the whole clip, guys? 33 minutes. Laura, can you send them the clip you want to play?
Yeah, I'll send it right now. It's just a 10-second clip. It's very quick.
Yeah, can you send it to Nico or you want to send it to me?
Yeah, I'll text it right now. I mean, this is just how fast everything is changing, you know, like live-time updates on the cell phone, having to report. I mean, I can't even begin to explain how many times I've had to charge my phone, and it just keeps jamming and jamming and jamming because you just can't get this much information out. There's just
By the way, let me just stop right there. You have a rule, guys. When you pop in, I want you to be on air. Were you just on air, Matt? Matt just pointed out, he says 30-plus times, my brother acted alone. He clearly does have an earpiece. They're talking in it. You can see it's happening, like Laura just said, and he's just parroting talking points, the worst actor. This is a total cover-up. This is a Democratic Party production. I will say it. They did it. They've been calling for a civil war. They've been calling to kill conservatives. They want our guns. They're completely obvious, and they're just, it's incredible. Laura Limmer, stay there.
Great.
Wow. We're going to get the clip she's talking about. This is insane. I want to isolate that clip as soon as we can and get it out on Twitter so people can share it. Because that's where we were already going in 30 minutes was the arms dealing. I have it right here in my notes.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I already have sources in the hostage rescue team that told us on Monday morning, this is all bull. He had Antifa and Islamic literature, and his common law wife was being sent around the Middle East, and that they were looking into it. The official story that there was no motive was total bull, and they were getting ready to blame the Second Amendment. I called CIA people, current and former. I called federal marshals. I called, well, I didn't have to call. I got called HRT people. I mean, I have a lot of sources, obviously. And now it's all happening, just like I was told at 8:30 in the morning by one of my high-level CIA sources, is they tried with the NFL, they tried with the statues, they tried with Charlottesville. They've now attacked this crowd of right-wingers to then invoke going after the guns. Then my sources start telling me this a day ago, and then our investigative journalist, Millie Weaver, gets on the trail. She has a whole list of notes here she gave me this morning where it was a weapons sting gone bad, that he was hooked into intelligence agencies. We know he worked for Lockheed and the Skunk Works, and that he got set up and double-crossed, and that's why the police are lying about what day he got there 2 days earlier, as our investigative journalists have gotten into the computers there and talked to the sources inside, have checked that. So this is a total information war, and now in the 30-minute interview, he says 37 times that he acted alone, 27 times, no motive. I mean, and he's got an earpiece, clearly. He's going, oh, sorry, yeah, okay. This is the worst acting. He goes from Monday saying his brother didn't do it and had no guns to he had it, he had guns, he acted alone. I mean, this is the worst scripting I've ever seen. The attack's real. The 59 people dead is real. That's all real. I've seen the raw footage. I talked to first responders. The media's trying to spin that claim we're saying that. It's total bull. That's another psyop to confuse people. They called for a revolution in October. They're trying to trigger it. They're making their move, hoping to trigger other mass shootings. That's what Colonel Schaefer has said from his CIA sources days after I first broke it. And I'm only saying the point is we're not making this up. Schaefer has now said it. You've got the top psychiatrist that works for the federal government who's examined all this, saying it's a Democrat plan to overthrow the government, to have special elections. He's now getting death threats. Folks after him, it's going to stop at that. The sheriff's come out and said we are looking at radical. So we're going to get you that clip that Laura just talked about. We're getting it right now. She just tweeted it at Laura Loomer. We're going to retweet it at Alex Jones there on Twitter as well, where he's talking about gun running. Going. The big news, I said, would be at the end of the third hour at the start of the show. Laura didn't even know that. That's where we were going, and then there's a raw tape we're playing where he's saying it. So we're going to go back to that as soon as we get the clip. They're going to let me know. So, Craig Sawyer, former highly decorated Navy SEAL, a Marine before that, great patriot, host TV shows, Discovery Channel, History Channel, you name it, Top Shot, Craig Sawyer, TacticalInsider.com, VetsForChildRescue.org, joining us, riding shotgun to give us his approximation of this. They're saying there's no motive. The motive is target Christian conservatives, target Trump supporters, and then have the relish of turning around and using it against the Second Amendment and using it against the very victims. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. Craig Sawyer is a former, you know, SEAL team leader. What do you make of this whole situation?
Well, from a federal criminal investigator standpoint, Alex.
That's right. You got that head as a former, a current federal officer. Yeah. I forgot.
Yeah. Now, when you consider motive, you look at who benefits. And that's the first thought that I had. Certainly the shooter did not benefit. He didn't know those people that he was shooting up. And if he took his own life, which I don't believe now, then what benefit was that to him? He could have just killed himself and left everybody else out of it. So he didn't benefit. So who benefits? Well, I see people that are already preaching what they're after right on his heels. Hillary Clinton and the others, the gun grabbers, they're the ones that are looking to benefit. So I would look at them first as far as motive. And who do they serve? What agenda are they on? And you're tracking on it, Alex. It's a big global agenda for control over the United States. So we've got to look deeper there to find out why this keeps happening.
And look at who owns the hotel. Serious hardcore Antifa, George Soros connected, Muslim extremist care organization that maybe listens to terror group. I mean, they are heavy fundraisers, heavily involved. 5 days he's in there with all these guns, all these weapons. Folks are running around in the crowd saying, get out of here, you're about to die. I mean, Craig, this was executed pretty sloppily, but in a place they thought they had protection.
Yeah, you know, tactically, it doesn't make any sense for him to have had that many weapons. If he wanted to do a lot of harm, I could understand him having several weapons in case one failed and a lot of ammunition.
They want to trot out every configuration in front of Congress and ban every single one of them.
Yeah. This was a political hit job, is what it was. As much as an assault on those precious victims there, this was an assault on our Constitution. And I think it's readily apparent what they're after with the gun grabbing. And I think we've got to have an honest look. You know, some people are taking a calmer approach, saying, look, if we want honest and genuine solutions, let's look at why this is happening. That's my thing, is why does this keep happening? Not the how, because look, crazy people go on mass murder binges with trucks, with bombs, with knives, with chemicals, with poison, with anything that they can get their hands on.
Sure, but
on.
It's the season we're in right now. We're in the season of political overthrow. The Democrats have said they were going to do this starting October 1st. I was on air Sunday night saying, I'm surprised the mass shooting hasn't started today.
Yeah.
I mean, look at folks like Colonel Schaefer, who has all his big sources, he's saying this is basically a Democratic Party-generated operation just by them calling for the violence. The target tells you the motive. The media being ready to go after the Second Amendment. This, as you said, Craig, this really smells as politically motivated. We found the clip that Laura Loomer has tweeted out. We were retweeting it at Real Alex Jones. Right now, here he is, the brother of the reported shooter, clearly going off a statement, repeating like a parrot the same thing over and over again, but then he slips up and says this.
You use the phrase evil genius. Do you think that he was?
I'm sorry. I mean, that's the thing I shouldn't have said. But that's what people are, I mean, that he's this, you know, but he's a highly intelligent, there's absolutely no, and this is the other part that I want to stress with this, that it doesn't matter that they won't chase people, but people are saying, oh, he must have had help. Steve had no help. Steve didn't take help. It did not take a village for Steve. Steve was an I'm sorry. Please don't. I was about to use a colloquial term that would besmudge one of the armed forces. Steve was a standalone guy.
Oh, my gosh. This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Steve, if you wanted to hang out with Steve, you hung out with Steve.
This guy's wearing an earpiece for sure. Craig, watching this, as also a federal officer in clandestine stuff, I mean, what do you make of this? This is just insane.
Yeah, it looks like he caught himself, or somebody caught him in his earpiece saying, hey, whoa, what are you? Easy there. But look, we have to be intelligent enough as a society, as American citizens, to realize what our global enemies want. They need us divided and disarmed in order to put us under their ultimate control. And they've got a lot of control already. But to finish it off, they need us divided and disarmed, and we must not play into it. So we need to unite. And I would say to people that are kneeling, that are rioting, that are wearing masks, that are attacking innocent families to shut them up, you're unwitting accomplices. You're helping our enemies by fueling that division.
Well, you've seen how many Democrats, Craig, have openly celebrated, saying, good, they're a bunch of white Trump supporters, they deserve to die. The vice president of CBS said it. I've got like 6-7 articles a day. Trudeau said it's white supremacy's the problem.
Well, to Joe Biden, I would say, hey, yeah, let's have a conversation, Joe, but let's have a conversation about why your demographic, why your political party voters are the ones committing all the mass murder. Why are
they? The media covers it up. Stay there. Laura Loomer's got a bunch more, too. Stay with us. This is an incredible time to be alive. I'm Alex Jones. Newswars.com, Infowars.com is leading the breaking coverage on Las Vegas.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Worldwide, and what we know right now is the official story of Las Vegas is as phony as a $3 bill. They don't want to tell us who really did it. Our law enforcement sources said they're looking at radicalization because of Antifa and other literature there. Now the Vegas Sheriff's Department is saying, yes, they're going down that path because of some things they found, and then it's shocking to them. We're looking for Trump's statement coming up soon. Craig Sawyer also is a weapons expert. I wanted to get his take on, does it sound like one shooter or two shooters? I know there's echoes and things. I've talked to some other Green Beret Special Forces folks. They say it sounds like multiple shooters to them, but acoustically, I know it's hard to scientifically pin that down. Here's some of that audio. Ladies and gentlemen, going back to Craig Sawyer for the rest of this segment, and Laura Lerman is going to continue with the big breakdown with us with Millie Weaver coming up in the next segment. Craig, you're a weapons expert. You hear what's going on with that audio. Talked to a lot of other experts. They say they're suspicious about it. What do you think?
Well, it does sound like multiple shooters, Alex. But keep in mind, an urban environment, anytime you get contact in an urban environment, it's very, very confusing. The echo is overwhelming. You can't necessarily tell which direction it's coming from because of that echo, and you can't always tell how many shooters there are because of that. So it is difficult, tricky, but I will say, even with that considered, this does sound like multiple shooters, the different pitch, the different frequency, and different tempo of a couple of the strings of fire there. So one thing to consider too is those slide fire mechanisms do allow for a variance in rate of fire. So in one of those strings of fire, you hear the round slowing as the end of the string of fire finishes off. And that's typical of a bump fire or a slide fire mechanism. So it's hard to tell for sure, but there was a lot of fire there, a lot of echo. It did sound like there were multiple strings of fire happening simultaneously.
Now, adding all this together, we don't know exactly what's going on, but we know they said this time of violence was coming. They're going to overthrow Trump. They're going to get our guns. We know they sent Democrats out to shoot Scalise. CNN celebrated it. I have the video, and said he was not a bad guy. He was upset politically. So they're trying to encourage this. They admit they are. They have Democrat operatives on TV saying hashtag hunt Republicans. As a top counterterrorism guy, what do you think we should do? What do you think we're up against here? I mean, clearly they're making their move. I think all the evidence points towards this being a Democrat deep state operation.
Yeah. The first thing is we cannot allow them to divide us. That's what they need. In order to gain leverage and control over us as a nation, they need to divide us and weaken us. We need to be intelligent enough and strong enough not to allow that. That's how we counter this attack against all of us, whether we're Democrat, Republican, or any other sub category that they wanted to divide us into, we need to unite now more than ever and stand as one nation. Realize we are all under attack. We are all being subverted and manipulated for leverage for those who want those global power mongers who want greater, they want complete control over the United States. And so we've got to recognize that. So that's how we counter it. We stand as one. We all research rather than just feeding off of headlines from the MSM that we already know is hostile to we, the American people, due to who owns them and what their political outlook is. We've got to unite. We've got to educate each other and recognize what we're up against and stand against it that way. They want to disarm us. That's one thing that we must not allow them to do. No matter how crazy the rhetoric gets, well, you hate children or something because you want to arm your family. No, we've got to be wise enough to recognize the rhetoric and that it's hostile and just stand our ground. Look for real solutions. If it's just a crazy person, let's look at psychotropics. Let's look at medical care for the mentally ill. Well, let's seek real solutions as to why this happens. If it's not just a deep state setup, then
if you look at the brother and him 360 or 180, and you look at just all the craziness and our intel that's been proven accurate, and Schaefer and the top psychiatrists, everybody saying this points towards deep state operatives, a staged event because of how the Democrats have been calling for violence, the whole NFL thing. They're trying to turn this country upside down and start a civil war.
Yeah. Anytime you've got cameras that public doesn't have access to, they're trying to hide multiple players. I mean, you see that in a...
Sure. Why would they release the footage of him? I mean, these are some of the most surveillance. Craig, you're a security expert. You're a federal officer. You do all this stuff. 22 guns, all these weapons, cameras outside the hotel room. Well, they don't tell the public this, but hotels, not just casinos, have a procedure. When you first leave your room, when you check in, they go search your stuff, especially if you fit a background, a profile, and then they go through everything else. And then if you've been in your room for a day, they come in, whether it says do not disturb or not. The fact that he's in there for 5 days with all these weapons and not detected is impossible. And then you've got the people in the crowd saying, get out of here, you're about to die. That's confirmed. What does that sound like, Craig Sawyer?
Yeah, well, that sounds suspicious to me. Look, again, a lot of the camera footage, anytime something happens, it's a false flag. All of the camera surveillance footage gets rounded up by the feds and nobody gets access to it ever. And no matter how long it seems to go afterwards. So that to me puts up a couple red flags is making it highly suspicious. So if it was just a single shooter, they wouldn't have any problem with people reviewing that surveillance footage from around the casino. So, man, it feels bad. Feels bad, Alex. Pardon me.
I'm the same way here with my cough and all the stuff in the air. Well, Craig, let's talk to you again very, very soon as this unfolds. Craig, sorry, you got about a minute with final comments.
Yeah, well, again, I think it's just a matter of recognizing the hostility and what the objective is of our enemy. Our global enemies need us divided and disarmed. That's what they're after. And if you understand their objective, you understand why they're doing what they're doing. And through that, we can best unite to counter it and not fall into the division. Let's not be rioting and kneeling and shouting each other down and wearing masks and mass murdering each other. We gotta be sharper than that. We're all in this together, Americans. We are all in it together. We're about to lose the rest of our freedom by being foolish. So I say that's the key, Alex. Recognize what's going on. Research. Network, share with each other what's going on and look at it as honestly and accurately as possible and stand as one nation.
That's right. Thank you, Craig Sawyer. We'll talk to you, tacticalinsider.com, very, very soon. Great update. Okay, Laura Loomer coming up and in studio Millie Weaver with a lot of breaking intel, connecting all the dots straight ahead. I don't want to brag. People need to know we are at the cutting edge right now. We are breaking this wide open. The globalists aren't in total control anymore, and we are destroying them right now. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Laura Loomer and Millie Weaver have been on parallel tracks researching this. And I'll be honest, at this point in my 22 years on air, I am now officially beyond a headache. I know this is real. I know we're on to them. We're actually fighting them in live time. I'm getting direct intel from the FBI hostage rescue team. We got the direct intel about Hillary and her convulsions and her black ambulance. And it's just like, I can't believe, maybe this is like a simulation and like I'm plugged in somewhere like in Total Recall, whether I'm the action invention star that starts the radio network TV thing that battles the globalists and then gets the president in, and then we're battling them in real time. They staged a Las Vegas attack. And I'm not saying I literally believe that, but I need a vacation because I watched all that footage of those poor people gulping for air, bleeding and dying like fish out of water on top of piles of beer cans, man. And I just really got to me. And I've got three daughters, and some of those girls are like 16 years old. Like video of them gulping and dying and their souls leaving their bodies and them just fading away. And then the whole MO, it's him at the Democrat thing on the video. And the brother's got an earpiece, it's so clear. And the hotel who owns it. And all of it, and the Democrats, and they're just scum. I mean, the late night TV people in Hollywood and all of it, it is just like, good Lord. And it's all run by a bunch of skeksis like Nancy Pelosi and that goblin creature, Michael Moore, and they're just all and a Nazi collaborator who's done this in countless countries, did the same stuff with mass shootings in Ukraine to say the government did that and overthrow stuff. I mean, we're here, Millie Weaver, both of you. I'm going to try to give you both the floor here because at this point my head is officially actually spinning. This has only happened a few other times when I get so stressed out, I start kind of getting dizzy, and then I have like a migraine headache. So what's happening is I've got a migraine headache coming on, literally here on air. So, Millie, introduce the research you've done, and then you can co-host here with Laura Loomer to go over this. And I'm gonna let you ladies host this segment. There's 7 minutes left, then 10 minutes of the next, and I'll be back in about 15 minutes. It's InfoWars. Stay with us.
All right, so some of the things that we first saw with this shooting in Las Vegas is that it was highly unconventional. It was out of the ordinary. Everybody was looking at this going, all right, this isn't making sense. It reeks of a cover story. They're not giving us all of the information. And I know Laura Loomer has put together some amazing information. She has some awesome sources. And me and her spent like an hour on the phone last night just kind of hashing it out, trying to figure out what in the world is going on, because I have sources as well that are working with as contractors for, you know, high-level groups. And they were saying that this guy, Stephen Paddock, he comes across as the guy who has the MO of a contractor, a weapons dealer of some sort. So he doesn't seem to be just a regular lone wolf guy here. And we now have confirmed that he wasn't a lone wolf with the receipts. So I wanted to get your take, Laura. What are you thinking on this? Give us some input.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, you and I were discussing this last night, and, you know, there's a lot of things that suggest that either it's some type of a deep state cover-up or, you know, that Stephen Paddock had ties to Islamic terrorists, whether it was a gun-running operation gone wrong or, in fact, he was an ISIS operative himself. So already, if you look at the $100,000 transaction to the Philippines and the fact that Alex has already mentioned that a lot of those weapons were not purchased, it makes you wonder, how did he obtain those weapons and the explosives that were found in his other properties? Because $100,000, that can get you, you know, some pretty top-grade weapons, assault rifles, a lot of ammunition, a lot of explosives, and we're not even being told yet you know, what they found on his laptop, the other type of ammunition and weapons they found on his other properties. So that's gun-running money. I mean, of course, usually arms dealers are involved in multi-million dollar deals, but $100,000 is enough to buy you the type of weapons
exactly.
that
Exactly, and we know that he was a high-limit gambler, and he has a record of high-limit gambling. And typically, that's how you wash money. So if you're going to go ahead and wash through this gun money or weapons money, who better than a former accountant and auditor that worked for the predecessor of Lockheed Martin to do it? I mean, something's really unusual here. We also know that Stephen Paddock had a pilot's license. He owned two single-engine airplanes. So was he potentially flying weapons? What was this guy's history? We need to know more about that. But I also do agree with Laura in the sense that ISIS has claimed responsibility. They have not been known to claim falsely for an attack that has happened. And so why would they claim falsely here? And is it likely that there was a weapons deal that happened between an ISIS group and this person that went awry?
Right. Yeah, and of course, there's a lot of Islamic connections to, you know, the Muslim world and Las Vegas. A lot of people don't know this, but MGM Resorts, which is where this attack took place, Dubai World, which is owned by the Dubai government, used to own half of MGM. And just recently, they signed their own deal to establish their own MGM Resorts in Dubai, right? So in the Middle East. So there is a heavy Islamic connection. The girlfriend is involved in the casino industry as well. She worked for Atlantis, which is owned by an Iranian, of course. And so there's multiple connections to people in the Middle East and countries that have been known to have, you know, extreme ties to terrorism. And if you look at Iran, for example, and the connection with the girlfriend who's now, you know, a prime suspect in this case, it really makes you wonder.
And, you know, it would just make so much sense. This is what's coming together in my mind. If this room was wired up with cameras, why would the shooter, why would Stephen Paddock go ahead and wire up the room with cameras if he's just going to go do a shooting and then commit suicide? But it makes sense that it could have been an FBI sting where you have a weapons transfer go down. Now, we also have found that, yes, this was a large suite and there is some confusion over the windows that were shot and that had holes in them. But let's show this image here that I found that it actually shows that there were two rooms that had the windows blown in them. You actually had a hotel suite window over on one side, and then you also had another hotel room that had a connecting door. And this is pretty amazing to see this image here, because Laura Loomer actually was the one who told me yesterday that it might have actually been two rooms with a connecting door there. So I found that interesting to see that come to fruition. And then we also see that there was record of this receipt saying that there were two people that were ordering this meal from that room. So was there another person here? Why would he have accessed two different hotel rooms and shot from two different hotel room windows?
Right. Yeah. So as I was posting a lot of this information, and sources who work at the Mandalay told me that he had the suite. Which he was originally staying in, booked for the 25th. And then 2 days later, he added on the connecting room, which was booked in his girlfriend's name. So the suite that he was staying in was booked in his name. And then the second room, which is the connector, which is why there's another window that's blown out, that was under his girlfriend's name. So there are two rooms. And then the employee at Mandalay, my source, told me that the room service charges were redirected to the other room. So while he was staying in one room, he had them, you know, like swap out the direction of where his meals and, you know, charges were being you know, delivered and marked. So I found that to be really interesting and really suspicious, because if you are planning to conduct some type of massacre or you're setting up a war zone in your suite, of course you're not going to want people to come to your room. So you're going to redirect them to the room next door. That may be the reason why he purchased the connecting room, because why would you need a connecting room if you're staying in a room by yourself? You wouldn't, right? But then the receipts that I released to Paul Joseph Watson today that are now on InfoWars and at the top of Drudge Report, right? They show that there were two guests in the room.
Exactly. Could this be what we're seeing, is that the FBI is trying to cover up a weapons deal gone bad, and that's why we're seeing so many holes in this story here? Well, we'll find out after this break, guys. Stay tuned, because we will be right back with Laura Loomer, and we will be discussing the mysteries of the Las Vegas shooting. Stay there. We'll be right back.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Joined by Laura Loomer, who has done an amazing amount of research and investigation into this Las Vegas shooting. Could it be that Stephen Paddock was a lone gunman that was crazed potentially on SRIs and just decided to shoot up a group of people? Or could there be something more sinister at play? Could it be that potentially Stephen Paddock was involved in a guns or weapons transfer to a terrorist group such as ISIS? Well, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of. Or could it be that Stephen Paddock himself joined the radical group ISIS and carried out the attack, potentially with another person involved? Well, we're here with Laura Loomer, and Laura, I really wanted to ask you about your intel on this Muslim woman who apparently was the woman that was at the concert telling people they were going to die. So what do you know about that?
Okay, so I don't know if a lot of people have seen this video because the mainstream media has been hiding it, but there's a video of a woman who was celebrating her 21st birthday the night of this shooting, and she was interviewed by the local news, and they asked her if she noticed anything weird, and she said that there was a woman who appeared to look Hispanic who came up and started harassing people in the audience and saying, "You're all going to die tonight. You're all going to be dead." And then she was freaking people out and security took her away. And then we didn't really hear about what happened to her. I received intel this morning from a source that is claiming that this woman has been detained and is in custody by police right now in Las Vegas, and that she is Muslim. Why are the feds being quiet about this?
Well, that's really interesting. If she is, in fact, Muslim, that really does implicate ISIS. And we know that ISIS has already tried to come out and claim responsibility for this. So how would she have known in advance that this attack was going to happen? So you have to wonder that.
Of course. And, you know, InfoWars just released this great side-by-side video, I believe yesterday or early this morning, that shows similarities between the same incident that took place at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, where a woman said that she noticed the strange Muslim woman who, you know, kept fidgeting with a bag and looking towards the back where the explosion was going to happen. And she wasn't really paying attention to the concert. And she got up and left 2 minutes before the bomb went off. Right. And then we have a similar situation where suspicious woman who looks Hispanic, but as I was discussing with you last night, like, Hispanic people and the Muslim people can often look the same. I mean, with the, you know, darker skin tone, it's hard to
That would be easy to mistake. Definitely, you could mix that up easily.
Right.
But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the discrepancies that we've found out here. Now, they're reporting that Stephen Paddock was wearing gloves when he was laying there dead on the floor, and that kind of really sparked in my mind. Why would you be wearing gloves? Essentially, maybe trying to hide your fingerprints on the guns, on the weapons, if you were just planning to do a suicide event where you essentially kill people and then, you know, shoot yourself in the head. Why would you wear gloves? That's what I'm wondering.
I was wondering the same thing. And of course, you know, you and I were talking about this last night and I thought it was rather suspicious. But then I started talking to my law enforcement sources and people in, you know, the gun industry. And they started they were telling me that a lot of these weapons that were used to commit this attack, they get very hot. You know, these automatic weapons. And so it is possible that he was using gloves to protect his hands from the heat, because this shooting went on for a while before police or SWAT were able to even get to him. And so that may be a reason why. But I do find it to be rather suspicious that supposedly he shot himself in the head with a revolver and that he was wearing gloves to do it. I mean, it's kind of hard.
I've
shot a revolver before, and it's kind of hard to shoot a revolver because it's a small trigger. And just imagine having bulky gloves while you're trying to shoot a revolver. And of course, revolvers, from what I'm being told, don't eject shell casings. So
revolvers. You have to do it by hand. Laura Limmer, I'm back again. Alex Jones here. Literally not putting that on earlier, but every once in a while I get so much news info, I start getting a migraine headache with these bright lights. If I could just get out of here for 5 minutes, I went and took some aspirin. So I am back, ladies and gentlemen, but listening to you guys while I was in my office, Laura Loomer and Millie Weaver, breaking all this down. I'm going to host some of the next hour with Roger Stone. But, ladies and gentlemen, I've covered 9/11. I've covered Oklahoma City. I have covered a lot of stuff. And, you know, I watched those videos because I started seeing people saying the shooting was fake and all that. And, they were saying about Alex Jones says it's fake. No, we said about Sandy Hook. We had debates playing devil's advocate, walking through like police investigators do. Okay, what if it happened this way or what if it happened that way? And I've been saying for 3+4 years, I believe kids died there, okay? But I know they staged the babies in the incubators and other events. The media then lies and says that I say, you know, nobody died there. Once you know the parents, once you know the babies that died, once you have the proof they died in the incubators, then I would say Iraq was real. But it turned out to be fake. Once you learn it's real, you have to admit it's real. And it's the same thing. We knew this was real. A giant concert, 23,000 people, all that happening, the eyewitnesses there, they wouldn't do something like that there. They'd do it in a contained school if they were going to stage a hoax. But that's not what I'm saying about Sandy Hook. We know mass shootings happen. We also know they use them in the WikiLeaks, it admits this, to take our guns and restrict our lives. They bring in radical Muslims so they attack us and they can take our freedoms. So this is this transference into this authoritarian civilization. And you've got some people out there saying, hey, Alex, you know, it's crisis actors. Hey, I've watched people die in car wrecks, pulled over and given aid when somebody's head's half chopped off. I've seen what it looks like. I've been there when family died. I've been there when friends died. I know what real looks like. I could tell Hillary would do those town halls And I'd say that was a fake town hall shot in like 35 millimeter, maybe 80 millimeter. It was like Scorsese or Steven Spielberg had made it. I mean, you know a movie, the production, okay? I have seen their fake garbage over and over again. I watched last night and this morning probably an hour of it, okay? Of women with their lives going out of them that look like my daughters, with air gulping out and their eyes fading out. You can't fake that. Not 1,000 Academy Awards can fake that. It was real. They wouldn't do it in a big open thing like that with crisis actors and all the rest of the garbage. And the media always ascribes to me the crisis actor stuff and then says in every case I'm saying it's actors. When the Democrats say we're hiring actors to be Antifa to help stir stuff up and it's officially on their site and the same company was hired for Hillary's fake ads, I say it. When they say they did it, this is real. And it makes you want to punch anybody in the nose that says it isn't. You've got your First Amendment rights, but this attack was real. And I'm not going to have the media say I didn't say it was real. I watched those videos. That's real. And I know people that were responding there, they saw it. It's real. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's definitely real. And even the delayed response, people not even recognizing that those were bullets at first. If they were actors, don't you think they would immediately on cue start running around? No, it was real. The people...
Well, the one thing they also use on some of the tapes is, where's the bullet hole? I can't find it. I've shot deer... Okay, between the eyes, and the bullet doesn't come out, you can't even find the hole except maybe one drop of blood that came out. Another time, it blows the whole side of their head off. Okay, I've shot elk, I've shot the buffalo, you name it, with bows. I've shot wild hogs, coyotes. I mean, a lot of times you can't find the bullet hole until you just see the big pool of blood because their heart quit pumping and the blood stopped going out. Okay, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, it's interesting also the fact that the Democrats already had gun legislation in the works to try and go after our gun rights, and then this happens, and
they've been saying a revolution's coming in October. This is it. Laura Loomer, what's your gut tell you? What are your latest sources coming in telling you?
Well, another piece of information that I released yesterday that ties Hillary Clinton to the resort where this attack took place is the CEO, from what I'm being told by employees, was providing through the union 10 weeks of paid leave for employees who wanted to campaign for Hillary Clinton during the election. So,
oh, yeah, they're hardcore embedded with the whole Soros combine.
So that's very suspicious. I don't know why, the union for MGM would be giving 10 weeks of paid leave for employees.
Laura, do we know any more, through your great investigative journalism with the sources, about these Hispanic couple warning people, get out of here? You're going to be dead.
I've been told that there were two people, but I didn't want to officially report that there were two people because I've only really, received strong intel that one female is in custody. So there is the possibility that there is another individual.
Wow. But that's huge. You're saying people, because you've always been great reporting. I mean, you've got great, Laura Loomer is a great investigative journalist. You're saying you've got sources that they have people in custody we don't know about.
Yeah, I'm being told that there are actually two Muslims in custody, but I didn't want to report the second person because, like I said, I didn't want to, go with something that hasn't been confirmed.
Well, I heard this 2 days ago that there's massive amounts of Muslims coming in this week, and then here it is. Middle East Air Force books entire hotel tower on Las Vegas Strip.
Exactly. Yeah, and as I was explaining to Millie while you took a quick break, the Middle Eastern governments are heavily invested in the casino industry in Las Vegas.
Oh, of course, I heard you. I was in my office listening. Stay right there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back with more with Laura Loomer, Millie Weaver, and Roger Stone. Straight ahead, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, a bunch of big specials on nutraceuticals like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Secret 12, and others, 50% off, ends today. Please support us. We need the finances, plus they're great products. And now,
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices from commercial 20-
tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.